Hey everyone, this is A&M Reviews. I'm Adrian.
I'm Muhammad. This is a podcast where we talk about movies,
TV shows,
and all things superheroes.
Be sure to check us out on YouTube,
Instagram,
and Twitter,
which will all be linked in the description of the podcast. Thanks for listening. Welcome back, everybody, to A&M Reviews. It's Muhammad and Adrian, and today we're going to review the film The American Society of Magical Negroes. And this film stars David Alan Greer as Roger, Justice Smith as Aaron, Nicole Byer as actress, Rupert Friend as actor, Anne Lee Bogan as Lizzie, Michaela Watkins as Masterson, and Drew Tarver as Jason Munt. But this film is about a young man gets recruited into a secret society of magical black people who dedicate their lives to making white people's lives easier. Although initially enamored with his new powers, he begins to question the value of using supernatural means to do the very thing he's felt obligated to do his whole life. So what did you get from the film, The American Society of Magical Negroes?
It was interesting. I think the social commentary that's happening throughout and then really blows up at the end is an interesting way to display it. I think the advertisement for the movie and what the movie was very different. Not quite a bait and switch, but I think some people I was reading some things before I watched it. And some people thought maybe this would be like a Black Harry Potter, or even if it's a spoof of it. And it wasn't that. It wasn't Jordan Peele style commentary with like some scary stuff in there. Just different, but yeah, interesting choices, interesting cast, and yeah, I see why. I didn't read, I guess, like the actual review comments, but I do understand why it has low reviews.
Yeah, actually, the Rotten Tomatoes score isn't as low as you might think. It's at 64.
Yeah, I think it's went up some.
Yeah, and I didn't see any promotional material. I kind of heard about it, but nothing really of note that I saw. But I will have to say that Rotten Tomatoes score is way too high.
And I guess that's the audience score. The tomato meter is 28.
I thought it said 64, the Rotten Tomatoes.
64 is the audience score in Rotten Tomatoes.
Huh.
But like the actual reviewer folks, the 28.
Okay. Well, that's still too high. Because
that's just fine. I don't know.
Yeah, this movie is trash. Absolute garbage. I mean, this movie is, for me, the worst movie of the year. Because this whole premise, this whole premise is terrible. Just the idea of it is just really bad. And the movie is just so boring, really boring. The guy, the main character, Justice Smith, he plays Aaron. He plays the same character in almost every movie. This kind of socially awkward, shy guy who, you know, I guess things work out for him sometimes, but he plays the same character in every single movie. He did it in Detective Pikachu. He did it in, what is it called? Jurassic World. I mean,
see, that's why I wonder if he wasn't the main actor, I wonder if you'd feel differently.
Me?
About how boring it is.
Well, it might not be as boring.
He just might be boring.
I don't know about that, but I think the premise of this is just terrible. So this whole society is made up to make white people feel more comfortable. That's the premise of this.
Right. That's the superpower.
Terrible idea. Absolutely awful. And kind of offensive in a way. The way that, you know, it's almost like, I don't know, I kind of hesitate to say this, but almost like being a slave. That's what this
Well,
is.
I think that was all. I mean, I think that's on purpose. It's because I think the point of it with the main character is he feels like he's socially awkward for anybody, but particularly around white people, because he feels like he is always trying to make them feel comfortable in the everyday space.
He's
And
socially awkward the whole movie.
he that's why I was saying it could be also his fault as an actor, but particularly around white people, he feels as though he has to walk on eggshells and make them feel comfortable and whatnot. And it's almost as if this secret society is bringing that quiet idea that some people have played in the background in real life and putting it front and center for those who may not see that everyday plight of people of color. So, but anytime you have a socially conscious movie, I think you have to ask, who is the audience? And is there learning to be intended, or is it just for the value being seen, or what is the point? And I think what's hard in this movie is the audience of who would go see it is
Nobody.
not the audience. Well, I mean, Sam, but someone, I mean, looking at the comments of who wanted to go see it. So when it was the commercials and whatnot, because they made it portrayed to a different movie than what it was. So that audience is portraying to be a black movie, so a movie for black audiences. But then you go and see it, and it's not anything that audience would want to see, nor gain anything from seeing. So I think that's why it's a bad movie. Unlike how sometimes with the Jordan Peele movies, the audience who's going to go see it isn't necessarily brought there for this racial undertone of story, thinking like Get Out. But they're brought there because it's a good movie. It's a thriller, and there happens to be this social context message. Whereas this is all social commentary with no flavor of being an interesting movie,
Not one bit.
and really confusing as to who the audience was intended to be, and who actually would enjoy it. So I think that's where they missed the mark. I don't have a problem with the story itself, because it's just another way of highlighting issues that have happened for years.
So the
But I
premise?
think I don't have a problem with the premise,
Oh.
because I don't think they're saying it's a good thing if they're pointing out all the awful things people have done in the background.
But they're also making it seem like, oh, we should cater to them, make them feel more comfortable, like change our ways to make
It's
them feel more comfortable.
satire, but it's satire. It's like that's the joke. Like they're making it seem like they're okay with this, but obviously in real life, no one would be okay with that. But when you're having satire on an issue like that, the writing has to be really good for it to be a movie that makes sense. I think, for example, if David Alan Grier had been the main character more so than the person we follow, and particularly whenever he talked about the story with his grandfather, about shining his shoe and being spit on, and then coming home and being okay, and we should be thankful that he was okay, even though he experienced that hate and racism. I think if they focused on stories like that, about how this group came to be for survival, it would have been I think, a better movie.
Yeah, I think that story definitely did kind of, make it more real. But also, why would you play into that? Because in a way, he was embarrassed by what his father did. So now you're playing into it by doing the same thing instead of
Well, it's think
opposing
about
it.
like Django and Samuel Jackson's character. He was exactly what you would not want in a black man of that time, really just following the master and doing the dirty work and enabling the terrible behavior. But he survived. And I think that's what David Alan Grier's character was kind of like describing. And this is how that, in this made-up society, how they cope with it. In their mind, they have saved black lives by catering to white lives. And as awful as that is, the whole the social context on it is that's what's happening in real life. that there are people who are biting their tongue in everyday situations with the hope that they may be saving lives.
Well,
So is this, for example, is this a black officer who's not pushing the needle whenever a white officer goes too far and stopping in the moment and making a bigger deal versus someone who lets it happen this one time, pulls that white officer aside, builds him up in a way while correcting behavior? That's awful, but it probably happens.
and he's probably going to
So
do
I,
it again.
and he might do it again, you're right. But
Most
I think
likely.
that's, I think if they, and it's hard because it obviously wasn't, until the very end, I guess, it wasn't trying to be a serious movie. But they could have been a serious movie and talked about the issue very differently. And they hinted at it with the last bit and then with that story with the grandfather. But most of the movie just wasn't that. So it missed the mark there. And I did read one comment just now that said there was a big premise that the movie promised, but they were too timid to actually get into it. Like they focus heavily on the catering piece and very little on the correcting that and how that shouldn't be okay.
Yeah, which makes
What
this
until like
movie
the last
awful.
5 minutes? Right. That's why, yeah, it's they it was an interesting way to think this would be a good way to tell this story.
It's a terrible way to tell the story, and this movie is garbage, straight trash, and it deserves the amount of money that it got, which is almost nothing, and why it
I
was
think I
pulled from
read they
movie
pulled it.
theaters.
That's right. I thought it was pulled from movie theaters like twice.
Don't know why they tried again.
Yeah, they're like, well, we'll run it next weekend, see if that'll do better. And it didn't.
Yeah, nobody wants this.
Yeah, so it was interesting. And then the whole play on it at the very end with the wives and girlfriends. It's like, okay, so what is the point of all this? And maybe that's the direction and the cast is part of the issue. I saw a video again before I watched it, but it was on Twitter. It was like a TikTok comedian doing a little skit talking about, he didn't name the movie, but he said just random movie writing rooms in Hollywood. And it was someone who wanted to have this movie that was socially conscious about people of color. And they kept saying, no, we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. Maybe we'll do a Superman movie, but he's black. Nah, we won't do that. But then the writer says, what if we put the word Negro in the title? Like, green light, we'll do it, throwing money at it today. And so it's like, I was just joking. Nope. Anything that reminds people of the 1950s, we'll fund. Because you think about the issue in Hollywood with so many black stars getting their Oscars in servant roles. The Help got Octavia Spencer an Oscar. And if it's not a servant role, it's like a jokey role. Whoopi Goldberg's Oscar, she was the joke in the movie that she got it for in Ghost, as opposed to her serious work in The Color Purple, where she didn't get it. There was another one.
I mean, Will Smith got his in a leading role that, you know, he was a strong black man that didn't back down from anybody. So
His second, what was the first one though? What did he get his first Oscar? Because
that
he
was
got it
his
for,
first one.
was it the first one, the
Yeah.
tennis movie?
Yeah.
Oh,
Where he
okay.
slapped Chris Rock.
That was his only Oscar. I didn't realize. I didn't know
That's
that. And I forget what movie Denzel was in.
Oh, that's Training Day where he got shot up.
Training Day, right? So Corrupt, right? It's really rare that you have someone who is truly a good character or a smart character, a leading character, who's a person of color who gets the reward. It's often these other roles. So there are many ways they could have talked about what they're trying to talk about in a better way, and they just didn't do that with this movie. Unfortunately, it was an uncomfortable watch, not only because of the subject matter, but also his performance. He's just very awkward to watch.
Justice
He's
Smith.
very good at that, I guess. Yes.
That's just him.
Yes. Unfortunately. Well, I guess maybe not unfortunately. I mean, he's in movies. I'm not, so there's that.
Haven't seen everything that he's been in, but Almost everything I've seen him in, he's this way.
He was okay in Jurassic World. He's a side character.
Yeah, but he's like screaming. He's always like the weak character.
Is that another Hollywood stereotype? The light skin has to be weak. Come on.
I think that's more of like a black people thing, because actually at work, I've been around a lot of white people, and some of them don't really know that whole, let's say,
Colorism.
yeah, the colorism in the black community. They don't really realize that. They don't know that much about it. I'm not gonna say none of them do, but a lot of them
Oh, sure.
don't. So I feel like that's more like
Yeah.
a black community thing.
It is, and I was watching a video yesterday from a woman, I think talking about Latin countries in general, but saying how colorism exists in those countries as well amongst their own people with darker Latinos and Latinos, so it's every subculture. The number one beauty product in the world is bleaching cream.
What?
Bleaching cream, like for
Oh,
your
bleaching
skin.
cream. Oh.
Right. That is the number one beauty product in the world. Asian countries, the African countries, South America, everywhere where there are people of color, bleaching is an issue because of colorism.
I can definitely see that. But this movie missed the mark completely, and it's awful. This is a trash movie. I didn't like it one bit. It's hard for me to say anything positive about this. I
Yeah, I
guess,
don't know if I have anything positive.
mean, David Alan Grier, I think he does well.
He did the best he could.
Yeah, but I'm like, you attach yourself to this? I mean, did you not read the script? I mean, this is trash. Like
Well, I think,
this whole
again,
premise.
I think with this premise, they could have made a better movie. I think there are ways to tell a story from the angle that is not comfortable and still get a message across. They just missed that.
Yeah, and they made it painfully boring as well. I mean,
Yeah,
it's
there's two
not.
issues. You're right. There's two separate issues. Boring and the topic is two big issues.
Super boring. I mean, almost nothing happens in this movie. I mean, it's kind of supposed to be like a little love story in there, but
Barely.
dude is just so awkward. I mean,
Yeah. Made it kind of tough.
yeah. It was definitely a tough watch. I mean, this
Yeah.
movie is just trash.
It does. And what's interesting is there are tons of movies, obviously in history, where there are white people and they're playing racist characters, but they're still like good in the movie,
Yeah.
I felt bad for the actors in it. Like I it just
In this movie?
in this movie, like it made it awkward for me for them. And they were just actors. Which was weird. Especially in the grabbing the crotch. Like, what are we doing? We're just gonna okay, we the writers really liked that joke because they kept doing it.
Yeah.
I was like, this is uncomfortable.
Yeah, you know how they were trying to flip it at the end where, he was trying to stand up for himself, and some of the other ones that were in the society, like, now, so what do you think about grabbing my crotch? I'm like, okay,
Like,
what?
all right. I don't know. Okay. But even his whole little speech, I feel like his speech he gave at the end was the premise of the movie, but the writers were told it's not funny, so we can't put it in. And they just crammed it all in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, felt very forced.
And they talked over it. Like literally, they kept talking over his moment, and they obviously in real life would have cut the cameras. Like they would have just, like, yeah, it wasn't really fleshed out. The story wasn't fleshed out. The kid did it. I think they could have made this movie and it's still been uncomfortable, but a better movie.
Yeah, with a lot better direction, it
Right.
honestly just a different movie, but kind of maybe the same message that they wanted to do,
Yeah,
maybe.
yeah.
But
Maybe if it was this magical group, whenever people are being demeaned or, are sad about their plight in the world, this group comes and rescues them in some way. I don't know.
I just think like this society has been around for so many years. Why is there still racism?
Yeah, they kind of suck overall. I mean, they're saying that we've saved lives, but
What are you
have
saving?
we? Have we? I don't know. Are your you might have saved some lives, but your souls are gone. I don't quite see it.
Also,
And then the whole idea that one person messes up, everybody's magic is gone. That seems like, well, we gotta fix that.
also think they were over-exaggerating, like the girl who got in trouble for actually what Aaron did about telling somebody off. It's like you're gonna get the worst sentence that you could ever imagine. Now you can live in America as a
Yes.
black person. I'm like, come on, man.
I was like,
This.
okay. Interesting, interesting. I think we've gone a little too far. I think you've hit a little, you missed the mark there. If you want to elaborate and come back to it, I'll allow it, but I interest, interest.
Just terrible. I mean, everything that they tried to make a point on was just ridiculous.
Yeah. Maybe if they did it, like, remember that movie, the old TV show called Touched by an Angel? It's like really old. Don't let me
Think
confuse
so,
you.
but I think I'm confusing it with Seventh Heaven. But
Those might have been the same time period, but
yeah, but
it
I think I remember it.
was three angels who went around and they would get signs from God by people who needed their help. And they would just assume identities in their lives and help them through life's journey with whatever the issue was. The magical society could have been that. Like, oh, there is abuse happening, brutality happening. We're going to swoop in and be the person that taps the guy on the shoulder and says, maybe that's enough or nothing. Like the first time we see David Alan Grier's character come in and stop him from being mugged. Or beat up for almost mugging somebody accidentally, which is a terrible, awful.
I
That
feel like
was
the
so
acting was
stupid.
bad.
It was all of it was terrible, except for David Alan Grier. But if that were the magical society, if that was what their job was, like the men in black, they could have been a joke. I don't know, but
They
that could have
can
been the movie.
also, if they can teleport like that, why can't they just teleport all the white people that they think they are bad somewhere else, or like,
Put them
you
in
know,
a
hold them over
bring them
something.
to the or
Almost like
maybe
torture.
like they could torture they could poof them into the society headquarters and make them go through mandatory, I don't know,
Retraining.
training or like the movie Spirited where they're in purgatory but they're doing good deeds. Like that could have been a good movie,
Instead of just talking to them constantly and changing nothing.
right? And like the little X-Men learning sessions that are happening that they just keep cutting the sound off on. There's no point to any of that.
But
No
yeah,
point.
that whole scene where they set up where the girl, I guess she was trying to set him up, but it was just like bad acting. I was just like, what? This.
They would have been better if he was standing around the ATM and she just said she was nervous to the boyfriend or something. I don't know. This whole convoluted him having the purse and then poof it. Unnecessary. Unnecessary. Also, I don't know what the budget was, but I hope it wasn't that high. Because there's very little magic in this magical movie.
Yeah, they kind of just appear and disappear, like teleport to
Right.
places, but that's it. And I guess
Yo,
a little bit of
TikTok.
floating,
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Since
some
you're sitting on the
strings.
ladder. Yeah.
But yeah, this movie's just so ridiculous. We really haven't gotten
And
into the
it's not even, if
story.
it was funny, I would feel somewhat better if it was just funny. Same story, But if they packed it with jokes and they actually hit, okay, the subject matter is very deep, very hard, but people are watching it because of the jokes. Maybe they'll stay, maybe they'll listen, maybe they'll learn something. But they did bad at teaching. They were bad at the jokes, bad at the everything.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like the only good parts were when David Alan Greer came in, even when he got serious about
Yes.
his backstory with his father. And, he said his father had a bad temper and, he's going to mess this white man up for spitting on him. But nope, he wiped it off and then, kept going about his business. But outside of that, everybody else was just so boring. Like, I almost fell asleep on this. You kind of didn't know where it was going. You see that he wants to, like, he's really interested in this girl, Lizzie, when he initially meets her. And then I'm trying to figure out, like, how did he get to the company? I guess it was because the other guy he had, like, they have meters for white people, I guess, whenever they feel like they're
Is
getting uncomfortable.
that the white tear meter?
Yeah. And this guy who works at the same company as Lizzie. Aaron is supposed to make him feel better, by boosting him up, helping him, get through the projects at the company, which seems like a pretty good company. I mean, they get to take naps whenever they want, come in and out whenever, there's food. It's almost like a, I guess, a workplace where you just do whatever you want, but you still got to get your work done. But it's very relaxed. But I guess he kind of persuades him to also like Lizzie. The guy's name is Jason Mundt in the movie. Because I'm not sure if he really likes her at first, but I
Well,
guess.
even that was hard to read.
I mean, he was a guy who was just down on himself because he wasn't getting, the recognition at the job,
Right.
but then Lizzie comes in and Aaron comes in and he starts boosting him up and saying, oh, she's, really into you. So I don't know what they were doing with that.
It was stupid because the whole point of the society is to help white people whenever there is something that's going to make it worse for everybody else. But how is this guy going to make it worse for everybody else? He already messed up with the Ghana thing with the FaceTime or the face imaging, so they missed dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah. Well, where was the first person that came in? Or
Right.
did they send anybody? Do they have enough employees? About just getting black people out of situations? How about that?
I think that would be a better movie with the same title. That would have been a better movie.
Instead of making white people more comfortable by
And
talking
being
to them.
bad at it—that's the other part. They were bad at it,
Yeah.
and it's their movie, but they were bad at it in the movie.
Just terrible. I mean, even Aaron, at the beginning of this movie, I guess we can kind of dance around the story, but
Yeah.
he's an artist and he's at one of these art galleries and he's presenting one of his artworks and it's made out of yarn. And I mean, they're kind of saying, oh, these white people won't buy your stuff because you're black, but really, it doesn't look good. It's just trash. But he gets disappointed, gets discouraged. One of the ladies who's running the art gallery says, there's only one buyer left. If you don't get this buyer, then you're done. But he quits anyway. Goes outside, looks at his bank account at an ATM. Only has about $17 in the bank, so he's broke. I don't see how he was even operating before this, but I don't think he got out any money. Then this random white girl shows up. She starts to put her card inside of the ATM and says, "Oh, I need some help. Could you please help me?" And he's like, "It's just really awkward." And then she tells him her bank account number. And at this point, I would think he should have like some kind of, I don't know, light bulb go off, say, "You know what? I don't need to help you. I'm good." Like, nobody's going to give you their account number for their ATM or their passcode. And then these random guys that were associated with her, I guess they were going to set him up, I guess, but they acted like, I don't know, just the acting just wasn't good. Like, it wasn't convincing the way that they set this up. But then that's when David Alan Grier shows up, and because they say Aaron has the girl's purse, and then David Alan Grier, he's able to, I guess, poof or teleport the purse back onto her. I mean, these other powers that they had for teleporting could have been used so much better instead of just talking. But this is the whole recruiting process. He gets him in. He's like, "You know what? Somebody like you who has talent," and at this point, he hasn't shown any talent. I mean, I don't know what he saw in him.
Yeah, I think he saw a blank slate. Someone who, if he went missing, no one would care.
I mean, he didn't show any kind of talent. I mean, he had trash artwork. It didn't seem like he was making white people feel more comfortable. I mean, I didn't see any of that. He
Yeah,
was
but he's
just.
also bad at that.
Yeah.
So, because his boss hated him.
So I don't know what he saw in him. They just made up a lie in this movie with that. But he recruits him, shows him the place. Shows him what he can do, the difference that he can make, kind of test him out with this random white dude, and I guess shows him, the meter and everything. Then we get into this whole story with Lizzie. He meets her at a coffee shop. He kind of likes her, and then ends up working at the same company where he meets Jason Muntz, who is the new white guy who has the high meter that they want to get his uncomfortableness down, and then just a whole bunch of boring back and forth between them. Just this movie really did drag. And then we do get some back and forth showing the society and what they do.
The training is just listening to someone talk. There's not even a good montage of them using powers or teleporting or grabbing crotches. Whatever they do, we don't learn how they do it. We just see it in the smoke. There's no explanation of how this all works, what they can do. Are they invisible in public? Because they just, I don't,
Yeah, nobody
it's,
sees David Alan Grier.
right, he seems invisible, but I guess he's not. He says he's basically a wizard at one point, so he knows all that stuff. But
Why aren't you using your powers better? If you can teleport, you know
or
how.
at all.
I mean, if you can teleport, you know what you could do with that? And you over here just talking?
Right. Like, this could be a magical society saving the world, but I don't see it.
Yeah, these clowns aren't using their powers right. After all these years, nobody was like, "You know what? Let me teleport these people out of here, show them what's up, and then see if they still do the same thing. You know,
Right.
shake it up a little bit." But no. And somehow their
And
powers are
even.
for you
Yeah,
to.
they're all intertwined. But I said
Yeah.
even at the most powerful, which they don't explain how they're more, some are more powerful than others, they're dependent on making the white people feel better. Like how well they do that gives them more power. Is that what it is? That
Just
feels, I don't know.
terrible.
Yeah.
That's
It's
why I
like
didn't like this movie.
you can tap dance, so now you're super. I don't get it. I don't get it. And I yeah, they could have done a lot with that. They could, even if they made it like maybe like they were the descendants of voodoo witches and queens, and they've chosen to use their power to save black people. I don't know.
Yeah, just a terrible premise. And just painfully boring. But Justice Smith is awkward all the way throughout the movie. And I guess he has had enough. And he starts to say his true feelings. Because the guy who he's trying to make feel better, he gets the opportunity to present this big project, even though Lizzie was the one who was on it first, and she's, better at doing it. But this guy, he gets to this point and he's about to present, and he wants Aaron to tag along with him. But then Aaron, he goes on this whole monologue and he starts preaching, just a big mess. And then he confesses his feelings to Lizzie. But right before he's able to, completely do it, they drag him back into the society and say, "We're going to take away your powers." And he's like, "Okay. Right. I'm good with that." But after that, I guess everybody else in the society, at least the ones who are on the ground doing the things, they, get the they really take after him. They're like, "You know what? I need to express myself how I really feel instead of trying to make them comfortable." And that's what you were pointing towards, how they should have done it throughout the movie. I mean, I guess that would have made it better, but not a whole bunch. I just think this whole thing was just terrible direction. I think they could have just made a different movie. Or just not make this at all. But
I wish they would. I wish I like this title. I do. It had so much potential.
the
Just the title. I feel like if Jordan Peele had this title, it would have been better. Would have been a
Yeah.
very different movie. It would have been better. We would have got Black Harry Potter
Yeah.
with Samuel L. Jackson as headmaster.
He would have got him straight.
Yes. Or imagine like Samuel L. Jackson and David Alan Greer being opposing forces, two different societies or two different ways of fixing issues. I don't know.
One's about talking, one is about that action.
Exactly.
That would have been funny instead of this.
It would have been funny. I don't think there's a way you could do that without it feeling a little bit racist, though. Like a bad Boondocks episode.
I mean, that's entertaining. This is not.
People watch it.
Yeah, but whoever they made this movie for, it didn't work because th this was trash, really bad. I mean, I guess there's a happy ending. Aaron does get the girl and, they live happily ever after. And she's in some kind of society for girlfriends and wives and making their husbands or boyfriends feel better. But it doesn't matter. They're not getting a sequel. This movie's trash. But this movie, I couldn't find how much they spent on it, but I'm sure they didn't make the amount of money back that they spent because it made $2.5 million at the box office, which, I mean, sounds like a lot of money, but in this age, that's not much at all. Pretty bad. And also being pulled from movie theaters after how long was it?
In a couple weeks.
No, it's pretty bad then.
It's definitely short-lived.
But this is terrible. But let's go ahead and give this one a rating. So the lowest rating is trash, middle is background noise, and the highest is a banger. So how would you rate the film, The American Society of Magical Negroes?
Unfortunately, it's trash. Like, I feel bad for it.
I don't.
which is hard to do. To feel bad for a movie for being bad, because I think there could have been something there, way deep down, but they couldn't do it, and somehow this movie made it to the editing room floor and came out, and they said, "Yeah, that's the movie." And no one was like, "Are you sure?" So, but yeah, it's unfortunately it's trash.
Yeah, this is the lowest trash for me, so certified trash. I don't give many movies that, but this deserves it. And the problem with this is, even before it got to the editing room, that the idea got on paper for this to be made. So, yeah, this is a very, very, very bad movie with a terrible premise. It's boring. Everything sucks about it. There's nothing good to say. And so far, the worst movie of the year for me. No question. Just trash.
Yeah, I mean it's not good, so I'm not surprised that it's that low of a rating and probably will remain the lowest movie of the year. They try really hard to make a movie that's bad in this way. Know, you can have bad wigs, you can have bad jokes, but just a really bad movie. Hard to do.
It is, but what makes it so bad for me is just the whole premise of this and what they were trying to say, and it just makes it offensive. So that just makes it really bad. So I'm sure nobody saw this. So if you haven't seen it and you planned on seeing it, don't see it.
Yeah, again, I just ask who was the intended audience for this?
I think they were pretty confused on who they were trying to get to see this, and this is what they ended up with.
Yeah, even Madea couldn't have saved this one, unfortunately.
At least Tyler Perry would have made it entertaining.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, he would have added his own twist on there.
Yeah, there would have been jokes. There would have been some come to Jesus. And I feel like he's touched on some of the topic. Not, I mean, maybe, but I don't know if any movie has done exactly what this movie did. It's original. Give it that.
Yeah, new ways of bad. But I think that does it for us at Anime Reviews. Thank you everybody for listening. Make sure to check out our other platforms, including YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, which are all linked in the description. And if you want to send us a message, click the message link to get featured on the show. And thanks for listening.